美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。
今天我们要给大家介绍的两个习惯用语都是以 lick 这个字为主的。
Lick, lick is spelled L-I-C-K, lick.
Lick 就是用舌头舔什么东西。比如说你要是买了一个蛋卷冰淇淋，那你就非用舌头舔不可，否则冰淇淋化了就会留你一手，黏黏的很难受。但是 lick 这个字并不是一定和食物有关，特别是在当作俗语用的时候， lick 的含义也就更广泛了。作为俗语， lick 这个字本身有时带有打败某人或者是克服一个问题的意思。当美国人谈到拳击比赛的时候，他们经常用 lick 这个字来形容拳击运动员打击对手或者是被对方打败。我们来举个例子，这是一个拳击爱好者在看完一场比赛以后评论一个新的拳击运动员。
The young athlete appears to have great potential. Although he was defeated in the end, he got in quite a few good licks during the match. Maybe one day he will emerge as one of the best.
这个拳击爱好者说，这个年轻运动员看来很有潜力，最后他确实被打败了，但是他在比赛过程中有好几次很厉害地打击了对方，也许他以后会成为最好的拳击手之一。我们已经在以前的节目里讲过，美国人非常喜欢运动，除了橄榄球以外，他们还喜欢棒球、网球、高尔夫球等。拳击也是美国人爱看的运动之一，而且还出现了世界有名的拳击手。我们再来把这句话慢慢地念一遍。
The young athlete appears to have great potential, although he was defeated in the end, he got in quite a few good licks during the match. Maybe one day he will emerge as one of the best.
大家都听到了这句话里用的 quite a few good licks， 这意思就是有效的向对方进行了几次拳击。但是要是你说某个拳击手被打败了的话，那你就得改变说法了。
To get a good licking， licking is spelled L-I-C-K-I-N-G。To get a good licking.
Licking, 也就是在 lick 这个字后面加上 ing, licking. 要是你说那个年轻拳击手昨天被打得惨败，你就得说
The young boxer got a good licking yesterday.
下面这个例子是用 lick 这个字来表明克服了一个问题或者是一个困难。这是一个人想办法来克服他的头痛病。
I've had this horrible head cold for weeks, and I've taken all kinds of medicine to try to lick it. Then I stayed in bed for a couple of days, and that finally licked it for good.
这个人说，几个星期来，我因为感冒而头疼得非常厉害。我用了各种各样的药，设法来治它。后来我干脆睡了两天，这才终于把头痛给治好了。我们再来把这个例句用慢速念一遍。
I've had this horrible head cold for weeks, and I've taken all kinds of medicine to try to lick it. Then I stayed in bed for a couple of days, and that finally licked it for good.
我们今天要讲的第二个以 lick 这个词为主的俗语就是
lickety split. Lickety is spelled L-I-C-K-E-T-Y, and split is spelled S-P-L-I-T. T. Lickety-split.
Lickety-split 是一种非常口语的说法，意思是一个人尽力地跑得飞快。你听了下面这个例句，就会知道在什么情况下一个人会那么跑得快。
Last week, I went on a hunting trip in the North Woods with two friends. Joe left our camp to get some more wood for the fire. 10 minutes later, we heard all this yelling, and here came Joe, running lickety-split with a big angry bear about 3 feet behind him.
这个人说，上星期我和两个朋友一起到北部森林去打猎。乔伊为了引火，到我们露营地外面去拿点木柴。10分钟以后，我们听到大声嚷嚷的声音，然后乔伊就飞快地往回跑，一只怒气冲冲的大熊正在他后面大约3英尺的地方追他。这简直就是逃命，怪不得他跑那么快呢。我们再来把这个例句慢慢地念一遍。
Last week, I went on a hunting trip in the North Woods with two friends. Joe left our camp to get some more wood for the fire. 10 minutes later, we heard all this yelling, and here came Joe, running lickety-split with a big angry bear about 3 feet behind him.
当然，人们不一定要在生命有危险的时候才跑那么快。下面就是一个例子，这是讲一个正在等待大学录取通知书的高中毕业生。
Jack applied to several universities after he graduated from high school, but his number one choice is Harvard. Last week, when he was in the swimming pool, his brother went to tell him that a letter from Harvard had arrived. He ran home lickety-split.
这句话的意思是，杰克在中学毕业以后报考了好几所大学，但是他的第一志愿是哈佛大学。上星期，当他在游泳池游泳的时候，他弟弟去告诉他有一封哈佛来的信，他就飞快地往家跑。我们再来慢慢地把这句话念一遍。
Jack applied to several universities after he graduated from high school, but his number one choice is Harvard. Last week,When he was in the swimming pool, his brother went to tell him that a letter from Harvard had arrived. He ran home lickety-split.
以上您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目《美国习惯用语》。